Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Gross. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Don Gross. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Taylor Phillips. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Taylor Phillips. And now, play ball. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Adams reaches second base with a double. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is walked intentionally. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Neiman for a passed ball. Thomas moves to second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Long reaches second base with a double. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdun strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner strikes out. Neiman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Skinner out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin is hit by the pitch. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. Adams moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Foyles takes first base on ball 4. Don Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Foyles moves to second. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. Skinner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Long hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote misplays the ball. That's an error on Grote. Long moves to second. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 2 in the game. Neiman is walked intentionally. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 2 in the game. Kluszewski takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Pirates, 2, Cubs, 2. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clemente. The throw from Niemann and he is out, Adams applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-3 in the game. Walls hits a line drive into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Foyles hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Niemann fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-3 in the game. Verdon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Pirates. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-3 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. Morin moves to third. It's Pirates, 3, Cubs, 3. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Long for the out. Thompson moves to second. One out. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor pinch runs for Cal Niemann. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Taylor Phillips. Roy Face now pitching. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Jim Bolger. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morin scores. Thompson scores. Taylor moves to second. It's 5-3, Cubs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Tony Taylor now playing second base. Sammy Taylor now catching. Don Elston now pitching. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-3 in the game. Groat strikes out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kluszewski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny O'Brien pinch runs for Ted Kluszewski. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Pirates, 5, Cubs, 5. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dolan Nichols now pitching. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-3 in the game. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Powers pinch hits for Hank Foyles. John Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powers for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. R.C. Stevens now playing first base. Bill Hall now catching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-4 in the game. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Freese pinch hits for Roy Face. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Pirates. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Verdon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-4 in the game. Skinner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Skinner reaches second base with a double. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-4 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skinner scores. It's 7-5, Pirates. R.C. Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grote moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grote scores. Stevens moves to second. It's 8-5, Pirates. Gene Fodge now pitching. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fodge fields it and throws to second for the out. Stevens moves to third. 2 outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-4 in the game. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Roman Mejias now playing left field. Ron Blackburn now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Mejias settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Long hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Pirates. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Tony Taylor. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Paul Smith pinch hits for Gene Fodge. Bob Smith now pitching. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for Paul Smith. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.